The Osgood File, sponsored by BASF. Takes a lot to build the future, and BASF has the solutions to build a future that lasts. Find out how at WeCreateChemistry.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Except for law enforcement, firefighters, search and rescue, and a few others, the FAA has not officially granted permission to use drones higher than 400 feet, and the film industry wants that changed. More after this from Charlie. Seven film production companies are asking the FAA to approve the use of drones for filmmaking, but the new rules may take a while so that regulators can figure out how to prevent incidents like this incident last year at the Great Bull Run in Dinwiddie, Virginia.
Oh! It just hit a dude in the face! It just crashed into the stands just now.
A battery failed on a drone filming the event and sent it careening into the crowd. There was also a much more serious incident last month in Tallahassee when a drone nearly collided with a U.S. Air Express jet. But to hear Jim Williams, the FAA official in charge of drone regulation, the agency is going to bend over backwards to accommodate the filmmakers.
If these certification rules don't work for you, propose your own. We'll look at them, we'll work with you, we'll figure out a way to approve that aircraft.
He was speaking at a conference of drone manufacturers and sounded downright deferential.
We feel your pain. We want to make this move forward. That's why we're trying to do what we can, and the filming industry is leading the way.
By the way, among the Hollywood producers who want to use drones is Jerry Bruckheimer, who confirmed that a sequel to Top Gun with Tom Cruise is in the works. He says it's actually about drones and whether they can replace fighter pilots. My guess is that Tom ends up using them for target practice. And if the FAA does open the skies to these things, which sound like this speeding through your neighborhood, there might be a lot of target practice going on. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.